Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus the Christ is alive. He's the Son of God and the Lord God Almighty. This sub-series is called The Sacrifice of Jesus. We're 1 week away from Easter. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time. We welcome you here. We're so grateful to be yours, to be your child, to be your children. I believe with those listening for their needs, and also that Jesus, you will reveal your glory to them. Amen. Holy Spirit, we welcome you here. We acknowledge you are God. Amen. The sacrifice of Jesus will be revered and honored and proclaimed and celebrated for eternity, for all eternity. This is a message, and that specific phrase, the sacrifice of Jesus, actually comes from some angels who visited a pastor in the United States some years ago, and they spoke about this. And he recorded it. It's in a book, Angels on Assignment. I want to emphasize, though, Jesus is alive. He's in heaven, and his glory, the glory of God, the presence of God, the presence of Jesus Christ, is on everywhere on the earth, available, fills the earth, and is available to every person. And man was born to fellowship with him. I want to repeat that again and again. Man was born to fellowship with God. That's a powerful revelation. The chief end of man is to know God, to know him. That's what eternal life is. Amen. Jesus gives eternal, everlasting life. This is a celebration beyond a celebration, greater than anything we can ask, think, imagine, or dream of. And the greatest celebration is the Lord himself and his presence and his glory. It's so wonderful and glorious and simple and easy and natural. Let's just get to the heart of it. In this short message, I want to just focus on that. And believe it or not, the sacrifice of Jesus is central to this. Now, the sacrifice of Jesus, we've created a website called thesacrificeofjesus.com. And it has it basically presents how incredible and wonderful and glorious the sacrifice of Jesus is in every which way. And we know that he suffered so much. He died for the world. God gave his son, his only son, became a man and died for the world and suffered greatly. Was, shed his blood 7 times. He was beaten. He was, we know that that's a very harsh, very brutal truth and fact, and why do I say it's central to of course it's central to our whole most holy faith, but at the same time, Jesus rose from the dead and now lives forever in glory, and because of that, we now can become children of God. We can enter into, receive eternal life, everlasting life, and receive the experience and live this celebration, which lasts forever. There's a big misconception that walking with Jesus and Christianity is all the negative misconceptions people have. I've mentioned those before. I don't want to focus on them because I want to just proclaim this glorious celebration that Jesus offers. One aspect of this, I mentioned this yesterday, our most holy faith is everything to us. Jesus Christ is our everything. Amen. He becomes our everything. If someone is saved, if they're a believer, he may not be their everything on the earth, but if they make it to heaven, he will be their everything. God Almighty, they will be in the presence and glory of God for eternity. For all of eternity, we'll be continuing to partake of this, of our great and awesome God, Jehovah God Almighty. Jesus called him the only true God and spoke about his Father often. So for eternity, they will be celebrating the only true God and our glorious Savior, Jesus Christ. Think of all that, and of all that Jesus did, all that he has done for 2,000 years, all that he's done in our life. We all can have our testimony of what he's done. Glory to God. I kind of got away a little bit from what I was going to say, but let me hone in on that. Our most holy faith is everything to us. Okay, Jesus Christ, if we're a believer, he wants to be our everything. Okay, and so it's with God, it's both and. It's not either this or this. We will forever celebrate the sacrifice of Jesus, and at the same time, forever experience the celebration. The celebration, first and foremost, of knowing him, the only true God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's eternal life. That's life everlasting. And within that is everything that a human being was created for and made for. The supernatural, abundant, Zoe life of God. That's, Jesus spoke about that often. The abundant life, in fact, abundance beyond what we can comprehend and imagine. Reinhard Bonnke, in one of his messages, he said, Jesus offers life everlasting, the eternal. It's both with God, it's both and. That's a deep revelation. Here's just one example of that. Okay, in our overall walk with Jesus Christ, if we step back and we say, okay, is it God working in us to do according to his good pleasure? Yes, absolutely. Is it us choosing to know him and is it us working with him? Yes, it's also that. It's both and. It's not either or. Does God know who's going to be saved and make it to heaven? Yes. The Book of Life, written before the foundation of the world. Or does man choose between God and self, and is it entirely up to man? Yes, it is. You say, how can that be? Because our God is our everything. Our most holy faith is our everything. And then look at it like this. Every unbeliever who tragically chooses self instead of God, okay, tragic. God is really their everything. They don't realize it and they don't admit it. I don't want to go into that too much because it's so clear and apparent that we overlook it. God's given them their life, their soul, their body, everything good that they've ever had, generally, everything that keeps them alive. He gives them those things. And yet they deny, you know, let's judge ourselves. Let's judge us as believers. We miss it. We don't realize these things. We don't realize that the presence of Jesus is in the presence of God. The glory of God is everywhere on the earth, all the time. Jesus Christ is alive and His presence and glory and available to us as believers. So let's celebrate that. I want to really, even though this sub-series is called The Sacrifice of Jesus, and it is a very sacred thing. It's a very holy thing. It's very serious. You know, Jesus suffered so much. But it's still a celebration. Jesus Christ is alive forevermore. Amen. He's alive. He's so glorious, so wonderful that what God offers to mankind, all made possible because of what Jesus did as a man and what God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have been doing for 2,000 years and are doing today. Just an overview, you know, this week I want to touch on some other things. I'm not going to speak about them in this message. I just want to kind of give an overview. We see, for example, number one, communion. Three areas that I want to touch on this week in these messages that are just, again, so glorious, such eternal revelation in all of these wonderful truths. Number one, communion. Jesus spoke about, you know, He said, do this in remembrance of Me. Take this bread and this wine. And so we remember what Jesus did, you know, His sacrifice. Not just during Easter, but we remember it all, you know. But at the same time, remember, Jesus is alive. And so that is symbolic of how, not just symbolic, I mean, it is just a glorious revelation of how Jesus can become and He wants to become our everything. We take bread and wine, you know, this speaks of His body and of His blood, but spiritually, He becomes our everything. There's the potential that if we lose our old nature and die, we can experience the glory of God and eternal, the glory of God, the presence of God, okay? And remember, man was born to fellowship with God, to fellowship with Jesus. Jesus spoke about this, about His body and His blood, also very in depth in the Bread of Life passage. That's another area that I want to present this week. That has such glorious revelation. Jesus spoke and said, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you. He who eats My flesh and drinks My blood abides in Me and I in him. Amen. To think that Jesus was speaking, you know, this was before He died, before His sacrifice. He gave this truth. That Bread of Life passage, everything Jesus said today can apply to every person. Oh, glory to God. Okay, also, another area, like in the book of Revelation, it talks about, there's in Revelation 5, speaks, this is Revelation 5, 6, and I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. This is just so glorious and so, again, forever Jesus is the lamb. Who was slain. Verse 12, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Amen, amen. The glory of God is available all because of what Jesus did as a man and has been doing and is doing. Let's remember, God has given, that most famous verse, John 3:16, perhaps. For God so loved the world, He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him. Well, let's remember that He's given His Son eternally to mankind in at least three, from our perspective, we can say in three ways. This is just a way to look at it. Number one, He gave His Son as a man on the earth. Lived for 33 years. Died for the world. Number two, He's given His Son through the Holy Spirit for 2,000 years. In the same way, God is such a giving God. It's not just that He gave His Son as a man on the earth. Okay, He's given His Son through the Holy Spirit for 2,000 years. And will give His Son to those who say yes to God, to Jesus Christ, and who stay with Him, who are in the Book of Life. He'll give them His Son to them forever. So we see that it's like so glorious that God has offered this to every man, and how tragic to think that people, that most people apathetic, some even hostile to the gospel. They make light of it. They discount it. They make fun of it and people who believe it. Now we as believers, we also are missing it in many ways. So let's just allow, I want to be positive, though. Let's just let the Holy Spirit, when we find Him, He will lift us up in the power of His might, and the joy of the Lord will be our strength, and we will celebrate Jesus. That's really that's another way to put our most holy faith. Celebrate Jesus Christ. Another area that I want to touch on this week. So much glorious. This is just so wonderful. Remember, the Sacrifice of Jesus series, it could last all year. It could last forever. It will last forever. Every topic in our most holy faith, so wonderful and just so... Okay, now here's the topic. The blood of Jesus and what it means to us today and will mean to us and to the saints, to the body of Christ, to all believers forever, that it's preserved forever in heaven, that He shed during His sacrifice. He shed His blood seven times for the healing of seven areas that's just such an incredible, I give the credit to a great man of God who I did not come up with that, all of this myself. You got to give credit where credit is due. But this is, many great teachers teach these same things, truths. But, I've heard Christians we miss it. We don't realize the power in the blood of Jesus. It's preserved forever in heaven. It was literally, oh, this is incredible. We could have a series called The Blood of Jesus that could last forever. Just one thing about it. Jesus' blood came from heaven. The Holy Spirit conceived Jesus Christ, not of a man. Now, a woman carried, right, Jesus in her womb, but his blood came from heaven. And that blood is preserved forever in heaven. And there's power in the blood of Jesus today. The blood of Jesus is the very power of God, the very power of the Holy Spirit. Similarly, remember that Adam, the first person created, did not have human parents. His blood came from heaven also. Okay, but that's a different, but my point is, Jesus' blood, Jesus' body, his body broken, you know, and so as I mentioned, Jesus spoke about this specifically, these about his body and about his blood, and then in communion, this very glorious, there's just powerful, eternal revelation in everything about Jesus Christ, everything that he did, everything that he taught, everything about his life. I'll finish with this. Please do visit our website, thesacrificeofjesus.com. But one kind of overall, revelation from his sacrifice, to think that he is the Son of God, one with the Father, and yet he became the lowest and the last, the servant of all, died for the world. He lowered himself. He, in all these ways, like his sacrifice is in, there's so many layers, you might call, and revelations of his sacrifice. Like, for example, just the fact that he left heaven, where he had been from the foundation of the world, not just in heaven, one with the Father and with his in glory, and left that to become a man. Think of that sacrifice, knowing what he would have to do at the end of his life, knowing that's just so incredible. So when the Holy Spirit reveals all of this to us, we so gladly, the Holy Spirit empowers us to, well, he reveals Jesus. He's the great revealer. He's the one who makes Jesus real. He's the one who, we just naturally, in the power of the Holy Spirit, want to walk with Jesus, serve him, learn from him, be with him, worship him, amen. Follow him, do what he tells, serve him, amen. Like, just gladly. How about this? When somebody's unsaved, when they realize what Jesus has done and offered them, well, really, it's the Holy Spirit, right, that gives life and causes someone to get saved, only through the Holy Spirit. But when they realize all that Jesus has done for them, then they gladly will say, well, wow, I'll just gladly give my life to him, give my life back to him. He gave his life for me. He gave his life specifically in so many ways. He sacrificed, for me so much. And now Jesus is alive doing those same things. That's what's incredible. Jesus, all those things, if you go back in the notes of some previous messages, we've listed that these wonderful things that Jesus is doing today. He loves, saves, heals, delivers, redeems, gives. He prays. He intercedes. He teaches. He leads. He anoints. He sets free. He just on and on and on. And he's the brightness of God Almighty. He's the exact representation of God's nature. He's the image of the invisible God. You want to know what God's like? Just look at Jesus Christ. You want to know what the Holy Spirit's like? Just look at Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Thank you for listening. We want to move up in our proclamation of the gospel. We need your help. We welcome it. In recent months, we're getting a lot of increase in listenership of our podcast around the world. And it's been listened to in more than 70 nations, countries. And so we want to take this to a higher level in terms of other platforms. Please pray for us. We need your financial support. We're offering all of this, all of our products and everything, you know, at no charge, of course. But we need your support, and we thank you for being a partner. We are here for you. We are believing with you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.